Oh, no.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
The water felt good.
I'm sorry, what?
Good evening.
The water felt good. Good evening,
okay.
Jasmine.
Good evening, Hanok.
We're studying section 10A, which is from class 8. If there's anybody on the call that doesn't know how to find that, let me know.
I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. L'shem Yehud Kutzab Rishu Ishkin Te Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'afta L'shem Yud He Bavad He B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kerenei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kerenehu Ke Gavna Da Yudke Vavke Melech Yudke Vavke Melech Yudke Vavke Yimloch Shim Chuachen Ve'ela Nekuda Dilchon Kativin Detachot Yud Hey Vav Dalet Shim Chen Dalim Mikol Shema Lishama Violaihu Eat Bar Vikara Zelika Bil Yud Bet Anpin Tiat Detalat Havi Hayon. Al ze yud bet gadfin tetalat hayun be'al kul ho p'nei adam betayef tefillin hu p'nei adam tzitzit p'nei chayun be'gadfe chayun be'ok bochau rabbanan shem ben yud bet Kol Hayado Behazahir Bo Kol Hafalotin Mat Kalabalot Umakolo Yud K Vav K Kal Yud Anpo Yud K Vav K Aleph Yaud Mot Penehem Pene Adam Haka b'hai shema raza Tetafilin v'tzitzit Tachatzi kol ha-hei vav yud hei Te'alef yud hei yud Pe'al yud Pe'al vav nukva Kol ha-hei vav yud hei Detarin Hei-hei yud nun Kachada Beemsa inun at yot ke gavna da yud ke ke vav kol he vav yud he yud vav kach da beemsa he yud vav he inun achim ki yishvo achim yachto tirein hahiyin Kechada v'tal kana Shetihen yudvav Rechokim da'amin Da'od harovim Da'amin da'al yehu Ayit smar Shalom shalom l'rachok v'lachrog v'gomer Behainu karvan Olayored Yudkevav Hashem De Ayi Da Ayi Ema Ola Salkin Degabe Yudheya Paola Hashem De Ayi Pirata Dehitat Tadabe Vav Vyered Measot Hachateat Alken Yazev Eish Et Aviv Beet Amo Vigomar Vahaihu Karavanola Vyored Chamesh Hashot Salkin V'chamesh Nachatin Nachatin Leia Hevav Yud He Dila Achazeh Al-Raza Allah Kevav Ke Yud Kad Nukvin Shaltin Al-Dekorin Dina achaza bialma umaita viano oni vidaihu raza dehafach Moshe Shemaya vikati lemitzre deit mar beyavi amru lima shemoma umoshe hafach Leia kegavna dama shemo mali hevav heyud v'nu mekaudida hevav heyud mitzari demimaz lazil tishamea v'amar ma shemo ma yakil v'mavad li Vekatilea Beya Vim Atvan Besufi Tevot Bekudin Inun Merosh Tevin Takona Hashem Bereshit Beit Rosh Ela Roshi Beyat Avotam batela ukmuhu mare matnitin bet bet chala imin yefa vabinayim v'ayihi yudmin adonai margaleyat yitara kalila Mikol kevav min, siat yud min yud kevav ke, lo tapis, tapes, beyagavim, kalal had hu detiv, ani Hashem lo shenait, lo yishnatana, Pushum gavin kalal elan ahir malgav de gavnin de shem yudke vavke tana shamata pagufa de imashit naish o kisharga pe hakala viat yudmin adonai ihu sefir Natil Gevan Nikolat Veovacham Mastira Dadina Benahir Bea Behora Havir Besitra Dirachame Behu Et Yudmin Adonai Odem Besitra Degabora Tadamasitra Diomina Pirakat beseech Radia Muda Tim Saita Yehu Aleph Dilat Dalad Nun Yud Kalilani Bet Meyud Bet Kavinan The call home Sholishan Beyaz Chen Misholashan The Kachanim Lavim Yisrael Kedusha Lach Yishlasho Kol Aven De Gavin Tilach Avir Naat Lat Bechesed Ve'yehi Sagula Deyehil Tila Tili Rechimu Revit Beraza Demila Beachavat Olam Atvatich Al Kein Mishkachtich Chesed Avna Somaka Dantilat Min Gavura Besagula Tila Semahu Im Tomut Talat Alberin Di Alma Avana Chalila Mitarin Davmin Chavir Besomak Yehu Me'omodad Emsaita Yerok Kazahav Besitra Deyami Allah Deyayehi Teshuvachav Yerok Deyishar Kol Alma Vait Gavin Peshut Kafol Mesholash Marova Adesalik Leasara Kavnin Denachirin Bechom Aser Advan Deinun Yudke Yudke Bav Yudke Bavke Vesalkin Ilen Eser Leayan Bet Bechorin Denachirin Beayan Bet Gavin Choshech Cholem Sheva Kametz Inun Nakud Tzevaot Netzach Vehod Yesod Vekalohu Nacharin Be'evana Yekira Malchut Kalil Mikol Segolot Sheva Gavin Somach Gedagavora Denatil Minea Hod Kametz Gavin Chavir Vela Tzarich Learka Lechon Deha Yitzmaru Veila Viad Chata Kona Vavecha Mishkalim Yitzharu Eilen Inun Didin Razad Pakuda Chetanena B'milat Pereshit Deyehi Ahava Deyehi The vowel points are the context against which we may view these divine emanations. These vowels are the shadows cast by the holiness, giving it an explicit expression, while still the meaning, by still maintaining the all-encompassing quality of the thought, embodied form. The vowel points assume a special place within the divine names. Below, they ascertain the meaning, the substance of the emanation. And above, they act as a points of connection, above to below, and so on. The same thing is true in terms of the letters that are found at the beginnings and endings of words or phrases. configuring the divine name in its permutations. What, therefore, is the aspect of choice that comes into being? It is the face of a man, ruler over all these appellations. The face of man is his configuration, the way he is linked above, and the determination of his sovereignty below. The head tefillin is linked above and the determination of his sovereignty below. The head tefillin acts in the manner of the faces of man, and the straps are wings he rides upon. The arm tefillin are the chayot and their faces as they call to one another. The man gives the answer or the direction in terms of which way to ultimately go. Now, meditation into these mysteries gives rise to the establishment of the name of 12, in that the various forces represented by these faces may be directed accordingly during prayers. The meditation is akin to holding mirrors in the mind that capture or stimulate or simulate the higher forces interacting to arrange the flow of the Shekhinah below, to activate the emanations that are flowing above, in the sense of fixing them into the aspects of the realized prayers. Tefillin and tzitzit are the overt garments of prayer. Their inner significance is the meditative pathway that releases prayer from the potential to the actual. The divine connections taken from Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, the divine name, relate together according to the manner in which they are arranged. Together as brothers, sisters, mother, daughter. Including within these connections the operation of the sacrifices and their mode of rising above and below, called the graded sacrifice. Thoughts are connected together, similarly, with each idea ascending and descending to find its settled place via the connecting links that it shares accordingly with other thoughts. What we find in Torah are phrases that reveal these combinations and are the parallel operations of mind in its workings within the physical body to arrange the life experiences that result thereof. First, there has to be recognition of being or the awareness of being. Then out of this assumption, there is the reflection of being, which is the end game of divinity. You might think that God would arise first and all else afterwards. However, there must first be an awareness of being. Then that awareness aware of being, contemplates the divine, its resident source. The Egyptian who denigrated the name is the ignorance of that reflection that comes from the awareness of being. The name is that reflection and the confirmation of that awareness of being, the two becoming one simultaneously. What was killed with the name was that ignorance of the awareness of being. Now these vowel points above are the awareness of being, and those below the reflection of that awareness. This awareness of being is demonstrated then by finding of the letters of the divine name at the beginning or the end of a phrase or word. This is true in general of all Torah. Of all Torah study, which exists for the purpose of the recognition of the divine in its awareness of being. The word Bereshit is composed of the words Bat Roshi, the daughter of my head. These are the heads of the house, the Rashebet, the Bat Roshi, of their fathers. The daughter comes first because she is the precursor of sons, meaning that we first become aware of the deepest feminine mysteries within, prior to our acting, the male influence, upon these revelations. The illumination of these colors comes from that constant lingering back and forth between awareness of being and its reflection, like a candle, as the example shows, flickers inside of a chamber. A ruby from the aspect of Giborah, a diamond from the right side, and a barakat from the side of the central pillar. It is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, comprising 12 colors, and all of them tripled by the three patriarchs, tripled by priests, by Levites and Israelites. Holding this to you, they will triple. The tripling of the 42 colors intimated by the three patriarchs, the priests, the Levites, and the Israelites, and the threefold priestly blessing, and Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, and Adonai Imloch, Leolam Vaed. The colors that come from this represent the various gradients that appear throughout the multiple dimensions of influence that makes up the worlds without end. Chesed makes up the composite of all color, or everlasting color, referenced by with everlasting love. This is thought filled with all of its ramifications, so that its overflowing quality of love or unconditional acceptance is brought forth. Giborah signifies the releasing of doubt in the animalistic core, so that together this releasing from Giborah and the overflowing of Chesed comprise the spiraling middle pillar. Yellow, Zehov, like gold, is from the side of the higher mother, which is repentance, a yellow line that surrounds the whole world. And there is a color that is simple, that is doubled, that is tripled, that is quadrupled, until it adds up to 10. To 10 colors in which shine 10 letters, which are Yud, Yud-Heh, Yud-Heh-Vav, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And these 10 add up to 72. The Aleph Bets, or the Ayin Bets, the lights that illuminate in 72 colors. The color yellow of the higher mother, called repentance, is another gradient of expression that it contains within itself the number series that adds to 72 from the 10 letters, the four groupings of single, double, triple, and quadruple. What this shows is that in order for the renewal of thought to take place, much must be left behind. This is the purpose of repentance. That is the letting go of negativity in order to pursue the positive nature of things. Illumination of Malchut shows thoughts passing through the gradients above, gradually distilling its purpose below. There is a mirroring of one another finally coalescing into the unified awareness. And furthermore, another, Tikkun 6, and the wise shall radiate. They are wise who know the mysteries of the second mitzvah. There you find it in the word Bereshit, which is Ahava, love, in the small counting of Bereshit, which equals 13. Ascending in one weight, 13 here and 13 there, and this is the love of Chesed, being 72 in number. This relates to the Shem HaMeforash from Shemot chapter 14, verses 19 to 21. Vayisa vayevo vayet here, vav alefav. The complete spelling is the same numeric value as Ahava, 13. Like Echad, which is one utterance. Then see Bereshit, where they have established, and it could not have been created with one utterance. It's the end of the section. Are there any questions?
I wasn't aware of the stone by a cat.
Say again, you broke up.
I said, I'm not aware of this, the stone. They gave us the ruby, they gave us the diamond, and I guess it's pronounced Barahat. B-A-R-E-Q-E-T.
Let me take a look at it again.
It's... I do have a book on the stone, so I could check it later. I've never seen a word with a Q without a U either.
I'm looking for the phrase.
Okay, it's in the paragraph that starts, the word Bereshit is composed of the words.
But Roshi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A ruby from the aspect of Givurah. The ruby is red, so it's Givurah.
Right.
The diamond is light, so it's the right. And the bareket, you're wanting to know what that stone is?
You think it's yellow?
Do I think it's what?
I wondered if it was yellow, since the next paragraph mentioned the color yellow.
No.
No.
The center column is green.
Okay.
So, and it's a stone. I'm not familiar with stones that I can give you what it is in English. But I have seen the word. It's spelled with a Q-U, not a Q without the U.
Okay.
And I've seen it used in jewelry. Not as the stone in jewelry, but as the design of certain types of jewelry. I think necklaces or a baroque, something like baroque is, I think, what the word is that is meant.
Brooch, probably. Okay. Well, I do have a book, so I will check.
Okay.
And see if there's a more common name. It might be a more common name that wasn't used here. Okay.
Well, they talk about sapphire a lot, but sapphire is blue. They never mention emerald, which is green.
No, they don't mention emeralds, but they tell you that there are 12 colors. There's 12 stones that appeared on the Urim Vetuvim. There's a stone for every tribe. There are 12 tribes, there's 12 stones, and the emerald is one of them.
Okay, on the first paragraph when it mentioned, let's see, now meditation into these mysteries gives rise to the establishment of the name of 12. Are they talking about the 12 tribes or are they talking about the Tetragrammaton?
Yes.
It's in the sentence from the first paragraph. Now, meditation.
No, I remember the sentence,
okay,
and my answer is yes. Both of your aspects are correct.
Okay. You know what?
But the name of 12 letters, there's a couple of them. You can take Echie, Alfe Yudei, and combine it with Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and combine all those two with Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and you have 12 letters. That's one wealth. There are others.
Okay, thank you.
Why is it Hashem has so many names?
Bernice, who are you?
What?
Are you your hair color? Are you your hair color? Does your hair color make you you? Does your eye color make you you? Does your the strength of your arm make you you? Does the strength of your leg make you you? Does your body weight make you you?
I never thought
These are all attributes. I'm answering your question, but if your mouth is moving, you can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
Are these attributes you? No. But Hashem has told us he speaks in the language of man. Man speaks about attributes. He speaks about what can be physically sensed. So Hashem has an attribute of judgment. And our sages and Hashem has told us that the name Elohim is his attribute of judgment. Is judgment the totality of Hashem? God forbid. Then Hashem has an attribute of mercy. That name is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Is that the totality of Hashem? No, it's not. Hashem has so many names because he has so many attributes. He can be love. He can be anger. He can be happy. He can be sad. He can be up, he can be down, he can be east, he can be west, he can be north, he can be south. These are all attributes. Is Hashem everything? Yes. So all of those attributes that I've mentioned and many, many more is what is Hashem. And each one of every aspect of Hashem, every attribute of Hashem has a name. That name is the name of God. That's why he has so many names, because he has so many attributes.
Which one is F-E-A?
Bina is F-E-A.
Bina?
Yeah, F-E-A is the name that Moses was told to use when he went to Egypt after going to the burning bush. The name that God told him to use was Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. And the translation is, I will be what I will be.
I like to think that it means I'll be whatever you need to be.
Everything you need.
Okay.
So each one of those entrances has a name. Of whatever, whatever Hashem is, or whatever you need.
Everything you need. Amazing. There are some parts that elude me yet, but hopefully they'll come to me.
Well. You're going to be sticking around another 300 plus years. It's not a problem because eventually we'll get it all.
Eventually. There are some parts that really seem a little bit hard to grasp yet. Other parts come at you, but others kind of hideout. It's hard to grab hold of all of it. I guess the more years you get into it, and the further you get into it, you find you get the breakthrough on some of them that are mysterious to you now. But when I first started this, I had no idea how deep it goes.
Bernice, you're absolutely right. There are times that you do achieve a certain level, and you pass certain things. But I will truly attest, the higher you get, the more confusing.
I thought I had more of a handle on it before. I keep on going, wow, where did that one go?
That's exactly how you know and why you know that you're growing in this tool, in this learning, because you're more confused.
Is that meant to be or what? Are you supposed to be more confused?
Yes, you are. Because when
you're
confused, you're at the beginning of clarity. And when you think you understand, you've brought yourself to an end. You've limited yourself.
I thought maybe it's me.
it is you. It's like each one of us.
But you've all found the same thing. It's not just me finding that. It's just the further you go, the more confused you get. You think you know something until you know nothing.
And that's the reality. The more you think you know, the less you truly know.
Yeah. Do you ever come to a point of complete clarity where you know it?
Yes.
You do?
That's what I'm told. I haven't reached it, so I don't really know.
Yeah. But you haven't reached it either, as much as you've gone into it.
No, but I'm still searching for it.
Wow.
I thought they had that stone in the book that I have.
A little stubbornness that I have to keep going.
Yeah, I keep that's what happens to me. I think I'll rest for a while. I'm not going to do this for a while. And then I say, no, I got to keep going. I don't know what it is. It keeps dragging me back to keep on going.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Anyway.
I found the stone.
Mm-hmm.
What is the stone?
They spell it a little bit different, Barekett. It's the third gem in the first row on the breastplate gems. And I'm going to skip over a little bit, but it says, and it is called Barekett because it flashes like lightning, you know, the name Barak, and shines like a candle. What is the nature of the Barekett? The Latin translation and the German translation referred to in the Otsar Yisrael identify it as the emerald, a green-colored stone. So you were right. Green was the middle color. So.
Mm.
It's sometimes called the carbuncle, too. Rashi identifies the carbuncle with the Ekdad gem, E-K-D-A-H. The biblical lexicon suggests that it's the jaspis stone, which is also considered to be the identity of the Odin. So there's a lot, at least we know it's green. And we can associate the emerald with it.
Understand. And now that everything is clear as mud,
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You all have a good evening, unless there's some other question.
Yeah. Any more questions?
Have a happy new year.
Have a wonderful evening. All right.
Have a wonderful, happy, healthy, prosperous new year. Tomorrow.
I have an appointment at 9 o'clock. Maybe in the car I can do it. Okay.
Are you doing anything in the morning?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Doing anything in the morning?
Yeah, 7:30. Sleep, folks. It's going to be a longer one today.
All right. Have a beautiful, happy New Year. May it be beautiful, healthy, and peaceful.
Amen.
And everything
Amen.
That you want.
For everyone.
All right.
Bye-bye. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much.